Okay, everybody, we are back. And if you're just joining us, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. That song, if you are not tuned into the TuneIn app, well, you didn't get to hear that song. But that was Running Down a Dream, one of my favorite Tom Petty songs. And I like how in the song he says, me and Del were singing.
Yeah.
I love that part. As a matter of fact, the very last song of the show I'm going to play is Runaway by Del Shannon. Hmm. That's the song he's talking about.
Nice.
Anyway.
Thank you for the interpretation.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, let me go ahead and reintroduce everybody. Across the table from me is my blushing bride. No. She's also across the table, but to the left. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
That's me.
That's you. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes.
And to her right is my boy, Tygan. My name is Mark, and I will be your host for the next hour. I was the host for the first hour.
Yes, you're always the host.
It's kind of like what I do. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we do have a person in the studio this evening. It's our 18-year-old niece, Nicole, and she is sitting in as an observer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She will give us a critique afterwards. Oh, and then we also did find out something interesting. We had a story. Well, it was a riddle to see whether or not you were a psychopath. None of us answered the riddle correctly, but she did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Part of the 1%.
Yes.
People that psychopathic tendencies.
As long as she becomes part of the 1% financially and economically, the top 1% will keep her.
Right. Yeah. Hey, one of the things that I wanted to mention along with sports is, by now I think everybody knows that O.J. Simpson is out of prison.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I think what he do, 9 years in prison, something like that.
The juice is loose.
Out there. The juice is loose. Yeah. O.J.'s out and Pam Bondi, Florida's attorney general, doesn't want him here in Florida. She does not want him here in Florida.
And OJ's attorney had some very colorful words.
I'll let you know what those things are.
Ms. Bondi.
Mm-hmm. Bondi's office released a letter this week urging the Florida Department of Corrections to deny the juice's transfer to serve parole here in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bondi called OJ a scofflaw whose notoriety would be a drain on law enforcement.
Oh, please.
I think that's crap.
That's crap.
Let me tell you something.
If he moves, scofflaw.
It's thought that he would probably move here to the St. Pete area because his two children are here.
Right.
If I ran into OJ, I would be thrilled.
Right.
I think everyone would.
Did you do it, though?
No, I would never ask him that.
I would.
No way.
Yeah.
Like on the low, bro. Like, come on. You can trust me. I don't know you. You don't know me.
How I would have done it.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean,
is that how you did it?
That was his way of saying, I didn't do it, Ty. If I would have done it.
Right.
This is what I would have done.
This is what I would have done.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a,
wink,
I don't know.
Winkity wink wink.
Right. The Juice's attorney, Malcolm Laverne, is outraged, stating Bondi is possibly the stupidest person on the planet.
Yes.
Damn!
He also said, what a complete stupid bitch. F her.
Yeah.
Whoa. Her mama's so fat.
Oh, that's bad.
Her mama's house is so dirty, when you open the freezer, the roaches throw snowballs at you. He also said that. Ty.
No.
He also said that.
I do like OJ's attorney.
I like OJ.
I like OJ.
Have you ever seen an interview with OJ? He's the coolest dude ever. He's real easygoing.
He's a smooth criminal.
He's a smooth criminal.
That song was about him.
Right. I don't know. I'd love to run into OJ somewhere. Can you imagine being at the Winn-Dixie? Is that OJ?
Oh, kind of like
that was OJ.
When we run into the Hammer.
Yeah.
Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Greg the Hammer Valentine over at the Winn-Dixie. We run into him like, almost like once a month.
Right. Or like when we would run into Tony Little.
Tony Little.
That was weird. I remember that.
Yeah. I ran into Mike Allstott at the Home Depot one time. Mm-hmm. You know, how cool would it be?
I sat behind Hulk Hogan once in a movie theater.
You're picking up some screws and there's the juice.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to run into OJ at Home Depot. I don't know, there's too many power tools.
I wouldn't want to run into OJ at night in Brentwood.
Yeah. Well, did you see where the first place he went when he got out of prison?
Taco Bell?
McDonald's.
Oh, good.
And that was part of his alibi.
Right, right.
Was that he and Cato had gone to the McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And
he wanted some Szechuan sauce.
Yeah.
Tell
Available only tomorrow.
And that's because of?
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
All right.
And Hannah's theory is?
It's just a really old box that they found in the back of the storage unit.
I want
Szechuan
it.
Szechuan sauce?
Yeah. From the Mulan days.
It's like you squeeze it out of the little squeeze pack and it's like
just jelly.
Sawdust or something.
Yeah, it'll be all chunky.
Congeal.
The last time they had it was 1998.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have any of that.
Yeah.
But go and get a couple of packs and we'll hang them up here in the studio.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would.
Szechuan sauce.
I would trust the one-day Szechuan sauce.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Really, they only manufactured enough for one day?
Mm. Yeah,
I think Hannah's right. They found some in the back of a warehouse somewhere.
Highly hallucinogenic Szechuan sauce.
Right.
No. Doesn't make you hallucinate.
Hey, do we want to talk about movies and entertainment?
Yes.
Let's do that. Has anybody seen anything new this week? Any movies? Anybody been to the movies?
No. Who has time?
Yeah, right. That's true. Who has time? Anyway, there are some movies out, obviously. The Tampa Bay Times give every week they give you the top five movies that are out. Number one this week is Blade Runner. I hear that's supposed to be very good. Supposed to be very good, I heard. Number two is Battle of the Sexes. That's the Billie Jean King versus Bobby Riggs movie. Three is Stronger. That's a Jake Gyllenhaal movie. Number four is Tampa. What?
What?
Oh no! Huh? Oh, I was going to talk about this, so I'll skip four. Number five is Victoria and Abdul.
Actually,
it's about Queen Victoria and some
Indian prince.
Indian prince Abdul.
I think he is.
Indian. Right. Number four, if you're interested in that, it's the Tampa International Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, and if you want to go to that, it's being held over at the Tampa Theater. Which is a great place to go see a movie or anything.
Yes.
Great historic old theater. Very beautiful over there. What they're going to be doing is, it says, Tampa International Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, still going strong after 28 years. The Tampa International Gay and Lesbian Film Festival returns this week, weekend through October 14th, with a wide range of films and shorts with LGBT-centered subject matter and some bargains. Tickets are generally $15. What? $15.
What?
What?
That's not a bargain.
I see what they're saying. Tickets are generally $15, $75 for six, but a dozen shows are free, including Friday's opening, tonight's opening, showing of Freak Show, starring Bette Miller and directed by Trudy Styler. Anybody know who she is?
Not ringing any bells.
That's Sting's wife, Trudy Styler.
Okay. Who's Sting?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Sting?
Anyway, this is all. Yeah. Roxanne! Anyway. So at this is all close, happening tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Tampa Theater, 711 North Franklin Street.
Is that the 7-Eleven now?
It's a 7-Eleven now. There will be an after party at nearby Hamburger Mary's.
Woo!
Where you can claim free appetizers with your ticket stub or pass. Visit TGIF.com for the full lineup. So if you're into that kind of thing, you might want to boogie on over to the Tampa Theater this weekend for some gay movies.
Right. You were doing so well.
Well, you know,
great job.
I can't keep it together forever. You know. So anyway, that movie that we were talking about, the Blade Runner, Steve Rusall, critic of the Tampa Bay Times, gives it a solid A.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a remake?
Cool. It is.
No, it's a sequel.
Well, it's a sequel, right.
Okay.
It says like Blade the 1982 sci-fi classic, this stunning sequel should be revered for generations.
We shall see.
Ryan Gosling, Harrison Ford, Robin Wright, Jared Leto, Anna de Armas, Dave Bautista, Sylvia Hoax, Carla Jury, Mackenzie Davis, Chaim Abbas, and...
what about Billy Idol?
I don't see that in here.
Billy Idol was in the original.
I don't see that in here.
He doesn't do sequels.
No, he doesn't. So here's the thing. This week, not only is this a sort of a sad week because because I'm so numb. But we obviously had the Las Vegas shooting.
Yeah.
And just tragic.
Yes.
But I think even more tragic are the passing of some of our celebrities. And those celebrities would be Tom Petty, obviously.
Right.
Died of complications from a heart attack. Age 66. That's
66
way too young.
66 is way too young.
Way too young. Jake LaMotta, Raging Bull.
Right. He was
91, love that movie.
Raging Bull,
in my top five movies. Favorite movies. Raging Bull. Right there next to Goodfellas.
Well, I mean, both De Niro.
How old do you think Jake LaMotta was?
Well, what'd you say? He was 90?
I said he was 91.
96.
Oh.
Maury the Wig Man died.
Who?
From Goodfellas. Remember the guy that sold the wigs? It was the big pain in the ass. Where's my money? Yeah. He died.
Well, they killed him in the movie.
He was old.
He's been dead
for years. I don't
have
his age. He was old. He's been dead ever since the movie.
Yeah, right?
And,
what do you mean?
And Monty Hall.
Yes.
From Let's Make a Deal died.
Yeah. The kids don't know anything about Monty Hall.
Monty Hall was sort of like a pioneer in TV game shows. He kind of sort of like set the pace of how TV game shows worked from the time he did it up until now.
Right. He had the very first TV game show.
Let's Make a Deal was a great show. I remember watching it if I stayed home sick or during summer break, I would watch Let's Make a Deal. Always fun. Everybody in the audience dressed up in costumes. And it was one of those shows. It's like, there's a terrific prize. Is it behind door number one, door number two, or door number three? Let's Make a Deal. Anyway,
he had a great comb over.
Yeah, he did. He was 96, so those are our farewells. Rest in peace, fellas. One of the things I wanted to mention, I was going to mention this earlier about Tom Petty, is that I kind of mentioned it earlier that after his death, sales of his songs were downloaded like 6,000%.
Wow.
I mean, unbelievable the amount of songs were downloaded. I mean, he had so many hits.
Yes.
What do you suppose the top 10 downloaded songs were since his death?
Free Fallin'.
Free Fallin' was number one.
American Girl.
American Girl, not in the top 10. Oh, yes, it was. Number six.
Okay.
All right. Any other guesses?
Hold on. I'm trying to think. There are so many.
We played one on the song tonight. On the show tonight. On the song. We played one on the song tonight.
One on the song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really bad.
Don't do me like that, number 10.
I'm sorry. I'm really bad with song names.
Refugee, number 9. Yeah. Running Down a Dream, number 8. Wildflower, 7. American Girl, we said, was 6. Learning to Fly, number 5.
You don't That's
want...
my favorite.
Oh, You Don't Know How It Feels, number 4. Mary Jane's Last Dance, number 3. Won't Back Down, number 2. And Free Fallin', number 1. So, Just an incredible. Any time that you had an opportunity to go see Tom Petty in concert was just fantastic because he had so many hits.
Yes.
So it's not like you're going to go to a show and not know any of the songs. You're going to know every single song.
Everyone.
And he's not one of those artists that gets all cutesy with the songs at a show. He plays them just like you heard them on the radio.
You right. can sing
you
along.
You can sing along.
Yes.
And a great performer.
Because
always
he
a,
won't
always,
back down.
And he won't back down, Hannah.
Right.
Because he was free falling.
Yeah. Free balling, actually.
Free balling, right. Did you know he was a refugee?
What?
From Gainesville.
I'm trying to use the titles of the Did you know his last dance with Mary Jane?
was just the other day.
Was Saturday.
Yeah. Right before the attack got him.
Right before he learned to fly.
Yeah. Right.
That was right after you met that American girl.
Yeah.
This is fun.
And this then is fun.
They picked some wildflowers.
Yeah, that's cute.
And then he said, don't do me like that.
Don't do me like that.
Anyway. All right.
And then the big grabber.
You guys are no fun.
Yeah. Dad and I saw Tom Petty in Orange County, California.
Yes, we did.
Who was the opening act?
I do know that. That was the Georgia Satellites.
Yes.
No huggy, no kissy until I get a wedding ring.
That was them. And look.
No huggy, no kissy.
I got the wedding ring. Took a couple of years.
Sure did.
And then 30 years later, here we are.
Here we are, everybody.
Here we are.
Almost 30.
Almost 30.
Not quite.
Clock's ticking.
Keep it in your pants.
Yeah. So this is a little alarming.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. This is how it begins.
Our anniversary's in 5 days.
Yeah.
Are you alarmed?
Especially with Christmas right around the corner.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. Archaeologists believe they may have discovered the remains of Saint Nick.
Oh, no.
What?
I mean, Christ, I didn't even know he was sick.
What? He's not real.
What?
No.
What are you talking about? Don't say that with Nicole in here.
What?
So, what happens with Christmas now if they're finding the remains of Saint Nick?
I guess they need
zombie Christmas.
I guess they need to put all the Christmas stuff back away that they've already taken out for this season.
No.
They could bring him back. The science.
Yeah. Grow
there
up.
You go. Little Jurassic Park action.
Yes. Saint Nicholas, from whom the legend of Santa Claus emerged, was born and served as a bishop of what is now the town of Demp in the 4th century.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the 4th.
He was buried in that area. Turkish archaeologists recently discovered through georadar what they think is a temple below the church. They now believe his remains may be lying in that temple.
That sounds pretty metal.
That's
temple below the church.
That's a good that's a good band name. Temple below the church.
You could write a song about it, Ty.
Wanna hear it?
It's very metal.
Very
temple
metal.
Below the church.
And Santa is in
it's there. Either a good metal band name or a sex move. Baby,
right.
I'm about to lay the temple below the church on you.
Can
start
it be both?
Praying. Can it be both? Yes, it can be both.
Mm-hmm. It can always be both.
It can always be both. Mm-hmm. Hey, all right. Do we want to play Stump the Chump?
Yes, we can.
All right, let's do that. Let's take a quick break, get ourselves back together.
Okay.
You've sort of gone off the rails.
We've all gone off the rails.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to play Stump the Chump. Stephanie, what's our theme for Stump the Chump?
Well, tonight's theme is 1960s music trivia.
Nice. I like
Ooh,
that.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
All right, everybody, listen. I always ask at the beginning of the show and sometimes during the show to please call in. Our number is 727-498-0502, or you can tweet us if you're shy about calling in to Marco Radio Show 1.
Yes.
Okay. Not only can you call in and tell us that this is the worst show you've ever heard, but you can also try...
Call in and tell us that you love it.
That too. Or you could try to win the Happy Hour 100.
Yes.
It's $100.
$100.
I mean, come on, man. One of the things I forgot to mention. Right before, during the break... A very, a very credible source texted me and said that the NHL Panthers hail from Miami.
From Miami? Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so there goes the Carolina.
Yeah.
The Carolina.
Yeah.
We're so smart.
This credible source's initials are P-U-D.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize a big hockey fan.
I didn't either.
Maybe he Googled it. Right.
Anyway. It's as easy as that, Dad.
Yeah.
All right, all you have to do is Google.
Let's take a break.
Or plug in Alexa.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to play our 60s music-themed version of Stump the Chump. Everybody, we are back, and that obviously was Even the Losers by, again, Tom Petty. God, rest in peace, brother.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, thank you so much for all the great music.
Yes.
One of my favorites. Somebody asked me one time if you were ever stranded on an island, if and you could only take one artist's music with you. I said Tom Petty.
Yes.
You know.
There, well, said Gwar.
You would.
You know, what's so funny about that tie is I almost played the first song, Tom Petty, and then the rest of the songs, Guar.
Guar is great, man. I thought
that would be funny to play Guar in memoriam of Tom Petty's passing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would have dug it.
He would have dug it. I think he liked Guar. He's a Guar fan. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a fan of many artists.
Yeah, he was.
Many.
Mm-hmm. Me and my many. Did I tell you my story of when I saw him at LAX? I've told you guys that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was waiting. I was at LAX, and this was back in the 80s when I was in the Marine Corps. And I'm waiting for Stephanie to come in. I don't know where you had gone, but I'm waiting for you to come into town on a flight. And this is back when you could go to the gate and wait for people.
Right, actually meet people.
Right. So I'm
before
on the
terror.
I'm on a payphone. Yeah, that's a payphone.
Yeah.
And
connected to a
I'm
wall.
I'm actually talking to my mother, and Paul Hunley and that whole crew are at my mother's house. As I'm talking on the phone, I'm looking at this group of people walking down the middle of the corridor. And I'm starting to look a little bit closer, and I'm like starting to recognize these people. In the middle of this group of people is Tom Petty with a blonde woman, right? A very lanky and tall guitarist, Mike Campbell, sees me looking, right? And he realizes that I realize who they are.
Right.
And he points at me and he says, yep.
Yep.
And then they walked right on by, and I was like, oh my God, was Tom Petty. And they walked right on the plane. Yeah. There was no waiting at the gate, no nothing.
Yeah, none of right that on other crap yeah we go through.
So that was
even
very
back
cool
then.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, very yeah cool.
Mm. Very cool. Very cool.
What's so funny also about that same story is I haven't spoken to my stepbrother in years well, I spoke to him, I guess, about a year ago on the phone. But, I mean, we don't have a lot of communication. But right after Tom Petty died, he texted me and he goes, I was just thinking about your Tom Petty story at LAX.
Ah.
Right. So I texted him back and I said, so funny, because I just told that story to somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, so. Great story.
Great story.
Great fun. Anyway, let's play our 60s music version of Stump the Chump.
Yes.
Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Yep.
Everybody sounds good. All right. Question number one. Who released his first hit single? No, not first. Let me start over. Who released...
Trick question.
Who released his hit single, Are You Lonesome Tonight, in 1960. Mark.
Elvis.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Mark is on
the
board.
I'm taking this one.
maybe. I tried to make it so that the kids could play along.
Mm-hmm.
Who had a hit single in 1961 with Let's Twist Again? Was it
Chubby Checker?
Yes. So Dad has two. All right, I should have.
Great one for us to play along with.
Oh, stop!
Because we were totally there.
No, you guys know this stuff.
I was just a baby myself.
I was.
But you were there.
Not in 1961.
Yeah, neither was I.
Not till the big 6'4".
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was
already an oldie but a goodie.
Right. All right, now. Ty and Hannah, you guys have a sporting chance at this one.
Uh-oh.
You better know this
that
one.
That means it's going to be the Beach Boys.
I'm giving that to Hannah.
Is it? I didn't even need to hear the question.
Who released Surfin' Safari in 1962?
Right.
And Hannah would be correct. That would be the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys. Okay.
Sounds of Silence was a 1966 hit album. Hannah?
Simon and Garfunkel?
Yes.
Woohoo!
All right, stop it.
I like that one.
I'm not even going to have a chance.
Yeah, right? Which group had a hit single with Light My Fire?
Come
Ty
on, baby, Light
the
My
Doors.
Fire.
The Doors. And Ty is on the board.
Did you know that Disturbed also did the Sound of Silence recently?
Yeah, it's great.
Amazing.
We have it.
Really?
It's yeah. great. It wow. really, yeah.
All right, so what's
Hello
the score here?
Darkness, my old friend.
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
yeah, I'm sure.
It's good.
Awesome. Cool.
It's good.
It's a great song.
It is, yeah.
Where are we? Mark has two, Hannah has two, Ty has one. All right, now you guys are going to have to listen to the choices on right. this one.
Lay it on us.
Which father-daughter pairing had a hit with Something Stupid? Was it Frank and Nancy Sinatra?
Yes.
Yes, it was. So Dad has three. Do you know how hard I had to work to come up with four choices for that one?
Well, I'd like to know who the other father-daughter choices were. Frank and Moon Unit?
No. Nat King Cole and Natalie.
Oh, Natalie.
Cole.
Sure, yeah.
Marvin sure. and sure. Nona Gay.
Nona.
Yay. Nona Gay.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny.
I've known a gay.
Johnny.
There's one next to you.
Johnny and Roseanne Cash.
Oh.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm. September 1968 produced which hit single for the Beatles?
Oh, Jesus.
Do you want choices?
Yeah.
Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, or Hey Jude?
Hey Jude.
It was Hey Jude. And with that, Dad won.
Not fair.
Okay.
All right, wait. There's one more Beach Boys one. You know okay. what a fan I am.
Well, you already told us who it is.
I know that. The Beach Boys had a UK top 10 single in 1964. Which Beach Boys song made the top 10 in the UK?
The surfing one. Yeah.
409.
No, but I thought about putting that as a choice. Your choices were going to be Good Vibrations, Surfin' Safari.
That one.
I Get Around.
I Get Around.
California Girls.
I Get Around.
And it was I Get Around.
So that I even get sluts. The bonus.
That was the one that went top 10 in the UK.
Okay, kids. Now, I've got $20. Is it behind door number one? Door number two or door number three?
You want to arm wrestle for it?
I wouldn't go for door number two.
I'd still arm wrestle you.
Well, if two is bad, what's three?
I don't want you to rip your butthole.
I mean, you're kicker sized.
Not these guns.
Not those guns.
No, anyway. That's just it. You could survive as an NFL kicker because you could get out there and kick some ass, too.
Yeah. Something.
I'm taking my football bat.
Yeah, take that. Maybe you can get the ball through the uprights.
Steph, this would be a good time to tell us about that Saturday market one more time.
Oh, the Saturday morning market. Tomorrow right. morning, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. kicks off. This season's the
15th season of the Saturday morning market down in downtown St. Petersburg.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, it's downtown by Al Lang Field.
Yes, in the parking lot, the corner of First Street and First Avenue South. Mm-hmm. There will be over 130 vendors.
Right.
With live music from, what was the name of that band?
Mudcrutch.
I don't think that was it.
Do you know who Mudcrutch was, Ty?
No.
That was Tom Petty's first band.
Yes.
Mudcrutch.
Before Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
I think that's a that's a great name.
Mudcrutch.
No. Well, that's gross, but Mudcrutch is,
I'm sure it started as Mudcrutch.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's probably why they changed the name.
To doctor it.
Mm-hmm.
No, tomorrow at the Saturday morning market, the Urban Gypsies will be providing the live music.
Right.
And Radio St. Pete will be broadcasting live.
Stop by the Radio St. Pete tent to see Joe B.
Yes.
He is the chairman of the board of just about everything in town.
He may be walking from vendor to vendor talking.
He's going to be interviewing people in the crowd.
Different vendors.
Right.
I've only been once, and it's been
I've never been
years ago. It's a hoot. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of food.
Well, we're going.
We're going.
We're going.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine, we're going. That's right.
We'll be there.
Hope you guys have fun.
Sorry.
Oh, you'll be at work. Wow, wow, wow.
Boo.
Yeah.
Brocante is Sunday, too.
Mm-hmm. You had to work that day, too.
Oh, no. I thought you had Sundays off.
Apparently not anymore.
Oh, no.
Wow. So, Tygen, you are the conspiracy theorist in the family.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
We don't have enough time.
So, does that mean you're a believer? Or, I mean, just
how about
give me
a
synopsis,
yes,
a little
yes
quick
or no.
little...
Does
he exist or does
exist
he not
or
exist?
Not?
Yes, but it's complicated.
Mm-hmm. What do you suppose a North Carolina woman is doing to attract a Bigfoot?
She's screaming.
To attract it? Is that something that you know about? Is that an attractant?
Yeah.
To a Bigfoot screaming?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's not what she's doing.
Oh, see, I was
it's call blasting.
I was going to say.
Okay.
What a nerd.
Now he's coming out with technical terms. Hannah Claire, what do you suppose this North Carolina woman is doing to attract Bigfoot?
I don't know.
Steph, any guesses?
Hanging little bells.
No.
Leaving
around.
Our dirty
no.
laundry out.
Mm-mm. No, no. A North Carolina woman claims to have invented a bottled scent called Woodsy that will attract any Bigfoot within 1.5 miles of the wearer. Of the wearer.
I'm worried about a lot of things with that statement.
Me too. This woman who runs a body care store and is married to a man who belongs to a group that hunts for the legendary creature says her husband was wearing the $7 Woodsy Bigfoot juice scent in August when he claimed to have spotted the hairy bipedal beast in the backwoods.
Did you have to call it juice?
That's what she calls it. That came right out of the article.
Oh, see, that makes it even grosser.
Look, I called OJ the juice earlier because that was his nickname.
Yeah, but...
I didn't say juice.
But
that's a different kind of juice.
Yeah, juice leads me to believe that it is some sort of bodily secretion.
I mean, is that what you want? Do you really want to be wearing this stuff to attract a Bigfoot?
Well, if you're a Bigfoot hunter, yeah.
What if you can't just smear it on a tree?
Yeah, that would be
sprinkle
yeah,
it on the ground.
To do it.
What if Bigfoot comes lumbering out of the bush and starts dry humping your leg?
Sex crazed and retard strong.
Yeah, maybe not wear it.
All cross-eyed and horny and drooling. You got the Woodsy Bigfoot juice on you. He's going to town on your leg.
Nice.
You hope?
You hope. Yeah, you hope. You hope he's like Harley and he's humping your shoulder. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, why... Why would you wear it? Why? Can you imagine? You got this juice on you, and out of the corner of your eye, you see Bigfoot lumbering after you. And now all of a sudden, you're running through the woods, and he's chasing you.
And how far away can he smell it?
1.5 miles away.
Okay, he probably can't run that fast with a boner.
Yeah.
Woodsy Bigfoot juice. Yeah.
Maybe it's a female Bigfoot. Wouldn't there have to be both sexes?
You would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be, you know, they got to come from somewhere.
You know, what if
think big feet are just put on, big feet are just put on this earth, you know, randomly, you know. It's sort of like an Adam and Eve.
Well, is there only one or are there multiple?
Well, Ty, tell us about it. You seem to know something about it.
We don't have enough time.
We have some time.
Give us a brief synopsis.
Yeah, I mean...
Give us a freaking clue.
What do you know about it?
I mean, is it because of nuclear waste?
No, there would have to be a minimum of at least 22 breeding pairs.
22 breeding pairs.
Minimum.
Throughout the world or in a single location?
In
or
California.
Within a radius, yeah. Like California.
Hmm.
Are they only in California?
Is that
Seattle, Canada? Alaska.
Mountainy places. Do they like the mountains or more woods?
More woods.
Well, if you look at those places geographically,
and
they have
say?
Some pretty desolate wooded areas.
Juice.
Woodsy juice.
Woodsy juice.
Woodsy Bigfoot juice.
Yes. Mm.
$7 a bottle.
$7 a bottle. Does she have a website?
I'm sure she does.
Google.
I think all you got to do is look up Woodsy Bigfoot juice and you'll find all the information you need.
Gross.
Wonder what it smells like.
To me, it's probably like Bigfoot's
dick.
Yeah. I remember that family gathering candle.
How would you
smells like monkey ass.
How would you I mean, even if you're sitting in your juice lab, how do you even begin to think what would attract a Bigfoot?
That's where it gets really gross.
Well, see, I think it was an accident. The story sounded like it was an accident.
Like she created this
magical elixir that was supposed to just smell like something. And her husband went out.
In the woods.
Lo and behold, found a...
He was dry humped by a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Hmm. Or
probably
chased.
Wasn't dry.
Or chased.
Chased by one with a boner.
He's chased.
Probably raped.
Mm-hmm. Probably raped. I don't know. Ty, if we ordered some...
You want to try it?
You want to try some woodsy
boner juice?
Bigfoot juice and walk around
Hell
the neighborhood?
No.
Go to one of the preserve areas here in town?
Maybe. We'd have to go to the Everglades, find skunk ape.
All you're going to find is a python there.
No, they got skunk ape down there. Hmm.
Unless he starts eating some pythons, the skunk ape population is not going to survive.
I mean, I wish we would find something. You know, aliens, Bigfoot, Loch Ness. You know, all these things that we've been hearing about our whole lives. It's time that one of these things actually surfaced. Right? Ty, you're looking at me like they're here.
They are here.
They are among us.
It's all part of a cover-up.
I can't disclose to you what I know, but they're here.
They're here. Like the aliens are here?
Yes.
Oh.
They've been here for a long time.
Mm. Are they part of our gene pool?
Yes.
Oh. Are they part of our particular family tree?
Possibly.
Oh.
All right. Hey, I got a story here about a tough chick.
Hannah?
Yeah.
Me.
It's Hannah.
Pretty hardcore.
The Marine Corps, OORAH, has made history by graduating its first female infantry officer. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Has graduated its first female infantry officer. The woman, who was asked to keep her identity private, passed the Corps' grueling 13-week infantry officer course last week.
I don't think she's a private.
No, she's an officer.
I know.
Oh, I see.
Duh!
Come on now.
Wow.
Right over his head.
Well, she must be pretty tough. Since the course was opened to women, at least 30 female soldiers have attempted it and failed.
Yes.
So that's pretty impressive.
Quite.
Mm-hmm. It's a bad bitch.
Look, I was...
She could try the juice.
Yeah.
Because she could probably, you know, handle it.
Woodsy
take
Bigfoot
care of it.
Juice.
They probably... slathered her with the Woodsy Bigfoot juice during training to see how well she could fight off all the male
Marines
students.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I mean, that would give her some serious cred, right? I mean, I could totally get behind a female infantry officer.
You're so bad. You're so bad. I have a feeling she'd get behind you.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Is there a picture?
No.
You don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She could have old strap on.
I know a lot of tough chicks. I wouldn't have any problem serving with, under, or alongside a female infantry officer.
No. Under, behind, wherever. On top.
No, really.
Okay.
Listen,
we'll play the field.
There's no question in my mind
there are
definitely women out there that
could
handle.
Could kick your ass.
Absolutely. Stephanie, I think that you could be a female infantry officer because you're like a little bulldog. And you get very scary.
I do get very scary, as sweet as I am.
As sweet as you are.
But see, that's part of my tactic. Mm. You know, people think I'm all sweet and nice, and then they screw up.
Then they screw up.
And find out otherwise.
Mm. Hey, I don't know a whole lot, as you guys know, about
anything,
but I was listening to this conversation on the radio the other day, and they were talking about Apple iPhones, and it seems to me that when Apple comes out with their newest iPhone, then they start slowing down the last version.
Right.
How is that legal?
I don't know. They've done it every single year.
What do we have? A little ruckus in here?
Oh, we've got all kinds
of
stuff.
Eating paper clips.
Oh. Yeah, dude's trying to eat paper clips, and he peed in my shoe. Yeah, peed in Nicole's shoe.
Oh, well, welcome to the show.
Yeah. There you go. Christened.
So, I mean, how is that even possible that that's legal for them to start to slow your current phone down, the current model down, so it's not you're not getting your apps as fast. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, what happens?
Well,
the whole thing is just glitchy.
Yeah.
As far as I know, as far as speeds and service and whatever, there are no laws. I mean, maybe
who would stop them?
Right.
I even heard that they can somehow start to drain your battery.
Yeah.
Yeah, the batteries won't last as long.
If you don't know that they're doing this, all of a sudden you think, well, this phone
is
that
new phone.
Yeah. This phone's worn out.
Exactly.
Well, and I don't think
truly it's genius.
It is genius.
Evil.
Evil. They would kill their sister to get the dude to show up.
It just does not seem like that should be legal. It seems like somebody needs to put their foot down and say, hey, don't do that.
Would you stop them?
Well, yeah, how would you stop them?
Well, what I don't like is that they have the ability to do it.
Yeah, they have the ability to
It's just
a
like
lot
having
things.
Our Alexa. Mm-hmm. We unplugged her, and now all of a sudden we get emails and texts about, hey, what happened to Alexa?
What's going on?
Is she a problem?
Order something.
You creepy bitch.
I'm not so happy about them knowing so much about us.
Oh, honey, they know everything about us.
They know all.
They know everything. Mm. You know, I mean, it's very interesting and colorful.
Yeah.
You know, that we order out food every Friday night. I would hope they know we do a radio show.
Right.
Oh, they know.
But, you know, they haven't called in to let us know.
No, they haven't. Well, it's...
Yeah, well...
Scary.
With today's technology, and especially with the younger generations who have grown up with cell phones, I don't think they need to do that. Because kids today, young adults today,
right,
if they come out with something that's the newest, newer, better, right, faster,
they want it.
They want it anyway. I think that's geared more towards an older market where we tend to use things until they quit working.
Right.
Especially cell phones.
I have this Apple computer here. I haven't noticed anything slower about it. I mean, I'm sure they've come out with... I mean, we've had this thing for, what, 3 years, 3-4 years now. I haven't noticed that they are tampering with the speed of it.
You wouldn't notice. They're crafty.
Hmm. I still do want to put the Band-Aid over the little peephole, though.
Are you waving? Because I'm waving at mine.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Oh, hi.
So there's somebody in some room somewhere going, look at these jackasses.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to this terrible show.
Right.
They're all goofy. Mm-hmm. He's not even wearing his muumuu.
No.
I tune in just so I can see him in his muumuu.
Mm-hmm. Hey, remember last week we introduced you to the Mad Pooper? The brain damage jogger who routinely craps in people's lawns during her morning run?
Yes.
Right. Remember we said that the mad pooper was brain damaged while undergoing a sex change operation, a reassignment operation? So now Charmin...
Charmin,
the toilet paper company.
Oh, I thought Charmin was her name.
Yeah. I was saying, no way.
No way.
No.
This was planned.
Charmin, the toilet paper company, is offering the mad pooper a year's supply of free toilet paper if the serial fecal offender turns herself in.
Can I do it?
Let's start pooping in people's lawns.
No, like dead or alive.
Turn her in?
Toilet paper's expensive.
Yeah.
What's your angle? Are you looking for the... I want
the year's supply.
You want the... Yeah, you don't even want the... What do they call that? When somebody's... they're going to give you a... brain dead.
What?
If you turn a criminal in, what do they call that?
It's the bounty.
The bounty.
Oh.
So you don't want the bounty.
No,
you
just, bounty's paper bounty's towels. Another.
Bounty's are the paper towels.
They'll clog your toilet right up.
Yeah,
we
right.
need the Charmin.
Right. Anyway, photos taken by victims of the mad pooper have gone viral online. Charmin tweeted that they hoped the potty supplies would help with the mad pooper's runs.
Somehow I don't think they were running.
Hey, at the end of every show, I try to give you some quotes that I get out of the Week magazine that I love so much. And here they are.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Am I boring you?
No.
What's the problem?
Nothing.
Okay. There is no crime, absolutely none, that cannot be condoned when our side commits it.
That's mm-hmm. crap.
That came from George Orwell.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Yep. There is nothing quite so tragic as a young cynic because it means the person has gone from knowing nothing to believing nothing.
Oh.
And that came from Maya Angelou.
Mm-hmm. That's every teenager I've ever met.
Right. Life is always a tightrope or a featherbed. Give me the tightrope. Edith Wharton. She's an adventuress, apparently.
Yeah.
Yes. I guess so.
Daredevil. Mm.
It says, people assume they are most creative at a certain age, but if you look at truly creative artists, they always get better. And that came from Jeff Koons.
Creative at all ages.
And the last one says, it's just impossible to put a Cadillac in your nose.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin. Those are our quotes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Very nice. Good job.
He just made a new album.
Like a comedy album?
I think
or
so.
A musical
I don't know.
Album?
If it's a comedy album, I would definitely buy it. And I wouldn't mind buying his music because he plays the banjo
music,
like nobody's business.
His music is great.
It is great.
And yeah. Doesn't he play with like Edie Brickell?
Yeah.
Or...
God, I almost said he was married to her, but he's not.
No, that's Paul Simon.
But he does do some songs with her.
With her. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. What's his banjo group called? I forget what that is.
They're called the Woodsy Bigfoot Juice.
Good.
That'd be a good name.
I don't know. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're the Foggy Mountain Woodsy Bigfoot Juice.
Getting small.
Getting small. Oh, that would be a great band name. Hey, mm-hmm. Where are you going tonight? I'm going to go see Getting Small.
Getting small.
I'm not small. I'm tall.
Anyway, that. We need to wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Are we? Are we really
yes.
there? All right, everybody. Hannah Claire, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Not particularly.
Okay. Stephanie, anything from you?
See you tomorrow at the Saturday Morning Market.
Yeah, go do that. Ty, anything from you?
Nope.
All right. I don't have anything to add other than Semper Fi Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. As promised earlier in the show, I'm going to wrap this sucker up with a little Runaway by Del
Tom
Shannon.
Petty.
Everybody have a what?
I said Tom Petty.
No, well, he mentioned Del
yes.
in that song Running Down a Dream.
And who's the artist?
Del Shannon.
Oh.
This is Runaway.
This is Runaway.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you again next Friday. See ya.
That's it.